is packing a hell of a punch. We're seeing debris and power lines. Poles are snapped off at the base laying across the highway.
Hurricane conditions are expected for much of the day. This is NBC News Radio. Last night at the Republican convention, Ann Romney took the stage and made her case for her husband to be president. NBC's Tracy Potts has more.
This man will not fail. Ann Romney, from the heart, trying to do what her husband so far has not: win over America's moms and working women.
I love you, women!
She talked about Mitt Romney, the family man, the student, and eventually the entrepreneur, telling America, don't hate success, embrace it.
Mitt Romney was not handed success. He built it.
Mitt Romney will speak Thursday night. A federal court in Washington, D.C. has ruled that Texas voting maps are discriminatory. The state says it will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Lindsay Lohan will not be prosecuted for a burglary at a home where she was a house guest. Not enough evidence, say prosecutors. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
A 2004 law designed to dissuade companies from moving overseas is not having the desired effect. Several firms which recently have moved headquarters out of the U.S. cite taxes as a primary reason. Some tell the Wall Street Journal they fear tax spikes, especially if Washington revamps the tax code aggressively to shrink the deficit. Companies relocating HQ this year include insurer Aon, energy producer Ensco, and a spinoff of Sara Lee. Fearing price spikes, leaders of the world's biggest economies are calling on oil-producing nations to open their spigots a little more. In a coordinated statement, the G7, which includes the United States, is calling on the International Energy Agency to, quote, take appropriate action to ensure that the market is fully and timely supplied. The G7 also says member nations are ready to tap strategic stockpiles if necessary. For the moment, oil futures are down, losing 70 cents to $95.50 a barrel. S&P, NASDAQ futures each losing 1 point. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common: IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Sam's Club members save every day, but August 29th through September 3rd, you can save even more with over $900 in instant savings on select items. At Sam's Club, discover the season's best for less. Must-have school gear to fresh and easy meal ideas, brand name home essentials, and more. Instant savings are loaded right on your card. No coupons required. Not a member? Join today and enjoy over $900 in instant savings. Life is better in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. It is I, Tony Trupiano, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this glorious 29th day of August 2012. And I hope you are doing well. We are going to be literally taking you inside the Republican National Convention today with some of the guests that we have in store for you, including Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who will be with us towards the end of the show. We're going to get to the lineup in just a moment. I have to be honest, and because I've really gone out of my way to be honest with you, I deliberately stayed up late last... Well, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I deliberately attempted to stay up late last night because I truly did want to watch some of the Republican National Convention. I got on the couch. The dog was with me. We were comfortable, perhaps too comfortable. I woke up, and it was very late. It was all over. I went to bed, and here we are this morning. But that doesn't mean we didn't do our reading. It doesn't mean we didn't do our homework. And it certainly doesn't mean we don't have some audio to share with you and lots of opinion. And we will get to all that as we work our way through our marathon session this morning on First Shift. Again, thank you for punching in with us each and every morning this early. For those of you that do, we actually have a guest in this hour. Our friend Richard Bernstein will be with us. For those of you that may have seen this article in the local papers, Richard was part of a kind of a bizarre accident in New York City. He was in Central Park minding his own business when he was run down by a cyclist. He, of course, well, not of course, but he was hospitalized because of his injuries. And his problem isn't with the cyclist. It was an accident. These things happen. The problem is the cyclists in New York City are not nearly as regulated as you might think. Mayor Michael Bloomberg ignores Richard Bernstein's pleas to do something about that. Well, if you know Richard the way we know Richard, it doesn't stop there. We'll have him at 6:30 from his hospital bed. Absolutely. Shayton Berry will join us, president of the Michigan PTA. They have an upcoming event that I want you to know about, and it's for parents, trying to empower more of you to get involved. Steven Henderson from the Detroit Free Press joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, as he does every Wednesday. We've got a menagerie of issues to get to, including the Republican National Convention. Lori Lamoran with Planned Parenthood has a quiz for us today. Are you ready to take one? Well, we'll find out. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, Liz Bartolomeo from the Sunlight Foundation will tell us, as we follow the money in Tampa, how much are they spending on this convention? You might just be surprised. And as promised, Congressman Chris Van Hollen will be with us to give us his impressions of last night's speeches, which included Ann Romney and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It was an interesting evening, to say the least. But folks, as we do every day, let's start it off the right way.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
You know, I regret to tell you our first word today is hate. And the reason I picked the word hate is for all the wrong reasons. Some of you, I know, saw on our Facebook page yesterday an article that I posted about a young man at Michigan State University who literally was beaten within an inch of his life because he has a Jewish surname. That's right. That's right. He was beaten because there were those at Michigan State University that believed he was Jewish, therefore he was deserving of a beating. And it's the year 2012. I am so disappointed, disgusted, and of course my heart goes out to this family who has to deal with just such a tragic and horrific event. His surgery involved having to wire his jaw, having to staple parts of his body back together. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the kind of world where we want to raise our children in, is it? I would think not. You know, it just unfortunately brings to mind how we've treated, and you'll have to respect what I'm about to say, how we've treated the President of the United States because of the color of his skin. And it is still a reminder that racism and any form, whether it be ethnic or the color of one's skin, whether it be because of creed, matters not. There are people that live within our midst that believe that the way we respond to those that are different than us is to beat them within an inch of their lives. Hate, ladies and gentlemen, should have no place in our world. It does, unfortunately, and I'm not going to be able to eradicate it, nor are you. But that doesn't mean we also have to tolerate it. Let us fine the people that did this beating. Let us make sure that they are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and that they are punished in ways that will remind them and millions of others that when you do something in the name of hate, there are dire, dire consequences. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, hate, it is such a deplorable thing. And unfortunately, we have a modern day example that it still thrives here in the state of Michigan. All right, that is today's first word. I hate to start off with a negative like that, but I tell you, and of course the response to that on Facebook was overwhelming, and I certainly appreciate that. I certainly feel for that family. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine what it must be like for them to have to deal with that kind of the destruction, and it's just awful, and it's seemingly so random. Anyway. Let's say good morning to Jeff Radford. And Jeff, I hate to start off the show that way, but that story really just rocked me when I saw it after we got back from doing our show yesterday. And of course, I had to post it. Just, I'm sorry, just as a reminder that we live in a very, very hateful world and we need to be aware of it.
Yeah, definitely a crazy story. I didn't really get into it, the details too much yesterday about that, so I don't know much about it other than what you just said. So it is nuts. I can't imagine going to school and having to worry about that kind of thing.
Right. Well, and I don't know that this young man went to school worrying about it. It's everywhere. You have to, you know, it's, again, it's just a reminder.
But now how many people do? You know, like, he didn't worry about it heading into school, but, you know, now, from this day forward or from when the day it happened forward, there's guys in school or your kids in school right now thinking, okay, you know, am I next?
Well, let me tell you that one of the comments on Facebook after I posted that story was somebody from Michigan State that said that hate crimes on campus have been escalating for a few years. That there have been, last year, there were a few instances of nooses being found, and that is very much a racist symbol. For those that aren't aware of it, when you find a noose on anywhere, it's about lynching. So just so people understand the origin of that, and so it was very disturbing to read that. Of course, as you know, as the audience knows, I have a son that we just sent off to Michigan State 2 days ago. This is his second year there. He has never had any problems, I'm blessed to say. And hopefully he won't. But certainly you have to be aware. And I will say, now I don't know that Michigan State has responded to this, in a big way. But as a parent of a Michigan State student, last year, because we are part of their email chain, they have occasionally sent out notifications to parents when things happen on campus that they feel you need to be aware of, which I, as a parent, appreciate a great deal. Not that we have received anything on this particular story as of yet, and we still may, but I know that campus security and East Lansing police are taking this, of course, very seriously. They want to find out everything they can. They want to prosecute, you know, find and prosecute the people that are responsible for this hate crime. But again, Jeff, it's just it's a reminder that hate is still everywhere. Just because someone happens to be Jewish, such as because somebody happens to be black or Asian or fat or whatever, you know, there's still hate in this world, and there's no question that that is unfortunately a stark and destructive reminder of how real that is. So our thoughts and prayers go out to that family. And man, for those of you that are so filled with hate, get help. I don't know what to say to that. I mean, that's the tough part. That's the tough part. What do you say to those that commit these kinds of hate crimes? What does it give them? What does it empower in them? I can't imagine what felt good about that. I just don't get it. But I don't think I'm supposed to. So. But we'll leave it there. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk about a very disappointing Tigers loss last night and lots of other things that we want to get to. Of course, we've got a lot of audio. We've got a lot of guests to get to as we work throughout the day today. 888-552-3595 is the phone number for this radio show. Of course, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And you can always join us on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. A very quick break here as we begin this Wednesday First Shift program. Thanks for punching in with us. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your roads, it's pretty quiet out there. No problems to report. Only thing we have is that closure of 14 Mile westbound at Woodward. That's due to water main work. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting
for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us.
Like us.
Love us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 6 a.m., and welcome to First Shift. A pleasure to have you with us. A little behind, of course, we normally have talked about the Tigers by now. Not a whole lot to say. Jeff, early on looked like the Tigers were going to do well. It didn't turn out that way. Justin Verlander not having a very Justin Verlander-like night.
Did you see the home run or the almost was a home run?
I did not.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, no, not bottom because they are away. It must have been in the top of the eighth inning. Or top of the ninth inning, because they were away. And Delmon Young hits what looks like a three-run shot to give them an 11-9 lead, and yet they had to go conference all the umpires together and take looks over and over at it. And I mean, I guess just watching the video, I was like, yeah, it's probably foul, but it's just, I can't believe they don't have cameras now straight down the foul poles so that you can see if a ball is leaning one way or the other. Like, we still have to rely on these camera angles that are off to the side. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. There's no excuse for that. So, though I did hear about I heard on my way in that they were interviewing one of the Tigers and said that, well, it's a game of inches, and this time the inches worked against us.
That's right. The game of inches. By the way, where is he?
No, I said inches.
Oh, inches. Yes. Okay. Yes. Delman's been hot, by the way, talking about Delmon Young, who almost he had a home run in the game already. That was going to be his second one. And, man, has he been tearing the cover off the ball.
Yeah, he sure has. Speaking of inches, how is he doing? Have you continued to peak every now and then?
No, not as much as I did when he first got put over there, but I know that the Oakland A's are having some wild success.
Yeah.
They're not the great, I mean, look at their lineup and look at the players they got. They got some good pitchers, but other than that, it's just like, who the heck are these guys? Like, seriously, you're doing that well? I can't believe it.
Well, I had a pretty full day yesterday, from sunup to sundown and all the way in between. As you know, at one point I called you from my cell phone outside because my phone wouldn't stop ringing and I just had to walk away for a little while. The only thing I really saw was a small caption on Matt Stafford that he was going to be okay but wasn't yet willing to admit if he was going to play on Thursday. He doesn't need to play on Thursday, so whether he admits to playing on Thursday or not really matters not. We had, during the show yesterday, heard you had reported that he had had a broken blood vessel in his non-throwing hand. Have you heard anything else beyond that, to your knowledge?
No, I mean, he even said in quotes that if it was a regular season game, he would have got it looked at, but would have ended up finishing out the game and probably would still play the next week. But because it is preseason, like, yeah, take your time. Go vacation, you know, grab a cold one. Keep the arm, you know, chilled so it doesn't swell. I don't know what you want to say. I just, you know, I think he'll be fine for the regular season.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Yes, I'm sure he will be okay for the regular season. So we have a 6:30 guest, which for us is really unusual. But you know how much I love Richard Bernstein. And so I can't, I really just can't wait to have him on, although it's not necessarily for the best possible reason. And he's in the hospital, for God's sake. So we're hoping that he's healing and recovering, okay. We'll find that out, literally in less than 10 minutes. But, it's kind of interesting for us to have a guest in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm happy to do it.
Even more interesting is that we didn't suggest it. In fact, we even said, would you like to take some time, wake up a little later? Like, are you sure we get up this early? But we don't normally have guests that are like, no, I want to get up at 6:30 and do the interview. So
I have a feeling that Richard Bernstein doesn't get, and I'm just going to guess, he doesn't get more than 4 or 5 hours sleep a night. He's just one of those people that loves life. He loves being alive, and one of the best ways to be alive is to be awake, is in his world. If I ever got in trouble, okay, all this call Sam stuff, you know, say what you want to say. If I ever got in trouble, I would want Richard Bernstein on my side. I definitely would want this guy being in my advocate. He is, and people will, if they've not heard him on the show before, he's been with us 2 or 3 times, they'll completely understand why once they hear him at the bottom of this hour, because it's going to be absolutely amazing. I do want to mention, of course, the hurricane has hit the city of New Orleans. Of course, it's always very serious, Jeff, and we naturally, of course, think about Katrina right away. That it certainly isn't that big a storm, but it is still a big storm. I do want, though, to mention that there were some gas stations, even locally, that were artificially raising the price of a gallon of gasoline. Because there were, you know, of course, there's always rumored that the price of gas will go up when there's a weather event. The oil rigs off the coast of Mexico are not affected by Isaac, and therefore, if you are seeing gas prices artificially increase, you really should call the state of Michigan. I don't really know what the number is off the top of my head, but you can call the state of Michigan, the attorney general's office is where you want to call, and you can report a gas station if you feel they have artificially increased the price of gasoline in order to take advantage of this quote-unquote weather event.
Now, what would that be? Like, are we talking 450 gas or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were it's my understanding that right now in the state of Michigan, the average price for a gallon of gas is $4.08. This is what I read this morning. It's $4.08. So if you – that's the average. So – that's going to be closer to the high end. That's usually the way the average works. So if it's at, you know, 412 or something, you're okay. If it's at 425, 430, someone's gouging. Someone's gouging. Somebody's looking to take advantage of you.
Now, I see. I saw a report on CNN that they did shut down things in the Gulf, the refineries. Not that it's going to be damaged by the storm, because, you know, as it's a bad storm, but it's not Katrina. I mean, they're better prepared, and plus it's losing steam as it hits the shore.
Correct.
Or whatever. But I did see that they were going to shut them down for a while.
Just for a while. But the point is that the reason they're shutting them down is to let the storm pass. It's not because they have to rebuild anything. It's not because lines are damaged. It literally is a precautionary measure. And yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange, the price of a barrel of oil dropped 8 cents. So that is, of course, in response to the storm not being as severe as they even initially thought it would be. So we're just asking people to be aware that if you see some gouging for the price of a gallon of gas, that you call the attorney general's office here in the state of Michigan and report them, because it is illegal to do that. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we will be joined by our friend Richard Bernstein, who's in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York after a freak accident. We'll let you tell, we'll let him tell you all about it and why he's on the show. He's not just here because he was in a bike accident. There's a reason that he's got his ire up. And again, if I needed an advocate, this is the guy I'd want on my side. A very quick break here on First Shift. Stay right where you're at. I hope you're enjoying this early morning program. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
Taking a look at your roads, it's pretty quiet out there. No problems to report. Only thing we have is that closure of 14 Mile westbound at Woodward. That's due to water main work. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Need to quench your thirst? Drive through McDonald's and grab a refreshing Dr. Pepper, any soft drink, or sweet tea for $1. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift,
State Representative Harvey Santana.
And ladies and gentlemen, they're scaring you into being apathetic. Mm-hmm. They're scaring you into believing that the boogeyman really exists. The boogeyman exists in your mind. And if you let that contaminate the way you think, you're never going to get out there and vote. You got to look around your surroundings and look at the obvious things that are happening. And I ask you, how has Republican ideology helped you?
First Shift on 1310 WD.
Let's talk budget. Yes, the wonky wonderland of the federal budget, with page after page of numbers. What fun, eh? No, most people would prefer a root canal to a budget discussion. Indeed, I've heard that some dentists use a recording of budget numbers to anesthetize their root canal patients. Everything from the neck up goes quickly numb. But Paul Ryan is different. The GOP's vice presidential nominee is touted as Mr. Budget, a guy who gets excited by running his fingers through fiscal things. That's why the Washington Cognoscenti have declared him to be, quote, serious, rather than just another political opportunist riding the right-wing wave of Tea Party ridiculousness. Being branded as serious means never having to admit you're a flim-flam man. Thus, the widely ballyhooed Ryan Budget is called honest and responsible by insiders who obviously have not run the numbers on it. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, however, has tallied Ryan's budgetary giveaways to the rich and takebacks from the middle class and the poor. Far from balancing the federal budget, as the self-proclaimed deficit hawk claims, the analysts found that Ryan's plan increases the federal deficit. And not by a little, but by about $2.5 trillion. So yes, he is serious. Serious as a snake bite. Then there was Ryan's explosive admission recently that the budget plan of his presidential partner, Mitt Romney, is also a con game. Despite Romney's repeated assertion that, by golly, his nifty plan will balance the federal budget in only 8 years, Ryan confessed that they didn't really know that because, quote, we haven't run the numbers on that specific plan. This is Jim Hightower saying, what? Hello? A budget is nothing but numbers. Numbers that have, in fact, been run. Otherwise, it's just a political hoax.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
First word. First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome back. We're just going to go right to my guest as we've been talking about this segment leading up to the segment, so we don't really need to do a lot of setting up. Joining us now from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City is our friend Richard Bernstein. Richard, first of all, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. My thoughts and prayers are with you, and I hope you're healing. Thanks for giving us some of your time on this early Wednesday morning.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much for having me. It's always great to be with you. And don't worry about it. I've been up all night. So I got to tell you something. When you're in the hospital, there's really no such thing as anything being too early.
Unfortunately, I've been there, done that. Richard, let's explain to the audience that have not heard the news why you're in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York this morning.
Well, basically, you know, I first off want to just thank the people here at Mount Sinai. This is an incredible hospital, and the level of care that they give is outstanding. And I'm just incredibly grateful to my doctors and nurses that have been caring for me. I've been here for well over 2 weeks, and I've got a number of weeks to go. And, you know, you realize just how kind and warm people truly can be at a place like this. But, Tony, what happened to me is my hope is that, you know, something great can come out of this. You know, I'm a believer that it's often during our darkest days that we can find our greatest hours. And what I mean by that is that with every tragedy or difficulty, there's got to be something positive. There's got to be something great that can emerge, that can allow for things to be made better. And ultimately, what happened to me is I was here in New York training for my 18th marathon. I had completed the Ironman a year ago, and I had just finished 3 federal trials, and I was really excited because it was Monday morning, and I decided to take a later flight back to Detroit because I had been working throughout the summer, and I figured I would give myself just a little bit of a break on Monday. And I went into Central Park, and now when I run in Central Park, I always have a team of guides that I run with, and they give you directional cues, hard right, soft right, hard left, soft left. So I follow very, very closely the directional cues of my guides. But I've also memorized Central Park. I've been doing it for 7 years, and I've memorized the main road that goes around Central Park. It's a 6.2-mile loop, and I have literally memorized every incline, decline. I've memorized every left, every right. I've memorized every crevice of the road. And what happened was I was just really enjoying a nice walk, and I was just having such a good time. And I was in the pedestrian lane. Like I say, I had memorized the whole park, especially that 6.2-mile circle. And what happened was, unfortunately, a cyclist was on a downhill. We were at the bottom of a hill, and the cyclist was on a downhill, and they estimated that he was going about 35 miles an hour on a downhill. And unfortunately, he was looking at his back tire because he was having some trouble with his gear shift. And he was looking at his back tire, and as he was doing that, he basically hit me right in the back.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty hard hit. But, you know, the thing about it, Tony, is that, you know, mistakes happen, accidents happen. It's just kind of the way life is, and you just have to run with it. So I don't have any issue or, you know, I'm not upset at all with the cyclist because, you know, he was very apologetic. And ultimately, like I say, is that it's just, that's life. It's just the way things go, and you just have to roll with it. But my goal here is that I really want to make a difference for pedestrians, and I think bicycle safety is a huge issue, and ultimately the Talmud says that if you can change one person's life, you've done absolutely nothing less than change the world as we know it. So my hope is that we can start to really use this as an example to focus on issues like bicycle safety so that we can make the world better and safer for other people. And in this situation, you know, I was in the pedestrian lane, and he hit me from behind. And, you know, it's funny because when a blind person walks by himself, you wear very reflective clothing. So, like, it was very difficult to miss me because I was wearing a really loud, obnoxious shirt that, like, literally would blind sighted people because it was so bright, with reflective shoes and a reflective white cane. So the issue here is that, you know, had this been like a stroller that was in that path, and here in New York, there's tons of strollers that use that pedestrian walkway. Had that been a stroller, that child would be dead. so, ultimately, I think what will come out of this is the fact that we're going to try to make some changes, and we're going to really try to make things better. And I'm very blessed and thankful because I've been working very closely with the New York Press Corps to try to do just that. And we're really working to try to pressure Mayor Bloomberg to realize that this is a very important issue, and we really want to make things different in Central Park so that, pedestrians and runners and walkers can coexist in a safe way. But there are very simple things that we have to do. And I think what politics comes down to is the simple fact that, I realize in a city like New York, there are some real insurmountable problems and real insurmountable challenges. But often it's the little things. If you focus on the little things, you can make a huge difference for countless numbers of people in the absolute most extraordinary way.
Well, there's no question. Before we get to Mayor Bloomberg's reaction, which has been profoundly disappointing.
Yeah.
It has been profoundly disappointing. Let me ask, and with all due respect, I don't want you to feel that you have to answer this. Your injuries sound rather severe. Can I ask what your injuries are?
Sure. The way I would say it is, I've been in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and I've got a couple more weeks to go. The way I would probably say it is, it's a little bit of a setback, because, as we were talking before, I was ready for my 18th marathon. But in a way, Tony, that can also serve as a blessing. Basically, the key issues that we've got to work through, especially as an athlete, is that I have a broken hip, but it's not just a broken hip, it's a broken hip with a broken socket. So you have a broken hip, a broken socket, and then I have a broken ball within the hip socket. So the challenge with that is if you have a broken hip and a socket and a ball that's broken, everything goes through your hip. So the trick that we're trying to work through here is that, it's unfortunately somewhat of a painful injury, this type of a situation. So the hospital really encourages you to use morphine or heavy doses of Percocet to deal with kind of the discomfort of this injury. But what happens, Tony, is that when you're blind, it makes it a little bit more complicated than that. And the reason is that when you can't see, your therapy and all the kinds of stuff that you do are very, very visual. And I think the biggest challenge that kind of comes out of a situation like this is, like, a couple of weeks ago, I was a marathon runner and an Ironman, and today, you have to have a nurse basically lift you and, reposition you at night, and then ultimately kind of put you on a, you have to walk with them to the bathroom, but you can't put any weight on your left side at all. They have to stand with you when you brush your teeth. I haven't yet been able to shower. I never realized how much you'd miss showering. They still do everything as a sponge bath. So everything is done kind of through a sponge. And, of course, you can't toilet yourself by yourself. So, you just have to get used to letting people care for you. But I think the remarkable thing about it is that you realize when you're in a situation like this, you realize the true warmth of people. And especially in the healthcare profession, the nurses and the doctors and the PCAs are so incredibly warm and so incredibly kind. Like, when we finish this interview, I want to try to get my day started and I want to try to get moving. So, you have to be helped to the bathroom and they have to sponge bath you and do all that kind of stuff. And it can be a very difficult thing for someone to go through, especially when you're so independent like me, when you love to do things and you love to run and, your whole life is being independent. What is amazing about the people that are here at this hospital, and I think all healthcare professionals in general, is that, they love what they do. And they do it in a very warm, loving, kind way that makes what otherwise would be a very difficult and traumatic situation a little bit easier.
But Richard, and I don't believe that you know this, but I have a brother that unfortunately passed away some years ago who was blind.
Uh-huh.
And he was a woodworker. He made furniture.
Uh-huh.
And he made beautiful furniture.
Uh-huh.
And he made it by feel. And
uh-huh.
Unfortunately, when his diabetes progressed to the point where his neuropathy would no longer allow him to feel the work that he had to feel in order to literally visualize what he was doing, he had to stop doing it. And this is what concerns me. You are a very gifted athlete. There's no question about it. People write about your prowess. People write about, you know, how dedicated you are. You do know that although you may not return to that Ironman, that you will return to the path. You will be able to run again.
Well, this is what we're trying to do here at Mount Sinai, and that's why, you know, you've got to work through the pain. And, you know, we had talked about the different pain meds, and the trick is that in my situation, you know, we've decided that we don't want to use the traditional pain medications, and the reason for that is that it makes you non-lucid. So you don't want a blind patient who isn't lucid. You have to be lucid, because otherwise it's the challenge is that I already have balance issues to start with, and now you have a challenge because the nerves are misfiring. So if your nerves aren't giving you the direction and telling you kind of what's really going on, you know, you'll tumble and you'll fall. So if you couple that with pain medication and non-lucidity, then you're going to take a really, it's just very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Richard, I don't want to keep you any longer than you can stay, but we are up against a break. Can I keep you a little longer?
Oh, absolutely. No, it's no problem. Like I say, the longer that we go, then it prevents them from giving me my morning shot. So it really works out well for me.
Very good. Richard Bernstein, my guest. We'll take a very quick break here. When we come back, we'll find out how Mayor Michael Bloomberg has responded to this horrific accident. And unfortunately, folks, you're not going to be happy. We'll take the break and be right back.
First Chip with Tony Trivia.
You know why I knew this rescue would succeed? It was because I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
At 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show. Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, my guest, attorney Richard Bernstein, if you're just joining us, he was in a horrific accident, a cycling accident in New York City. He was walking through Central Park, was hit in the back by a cyclist that it was estimated was going 35 miles an hour. As Richard said, he has broken his hip, much more severe, actually, injury than that. And, of course, Richard's always looking at a way to make everything better. I said earlier on in the show, Richard, that if I ever needed an advocate for anything, you'd be the first person I'd turn to. Unfortunately, Mayor Michael Bloomberg has really not been receptive to your idea that we make the city of New York safer. In fact, and it wasn't even about you, as you talked about babies and strollers. You talked about those just innocently walking. You weren't asking for anything personal.
No, and the great thing here, Tony, is it doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't take a huge amount of effort. It basically just involves the fact that, you know, when you're the mayor, you should be the mayor because you want to make a difference and you want to help people and you want to have an impact. And this is the area that you could really increase people's quality of life and simply just make things better. So, you know, basically I've been working very closely with the New York Press Corps, and they've been wonderful to work with because it's a real quality of life issue. And just, you know, for point of reference, I was the second person brought in serious condition to Mount Sinai on Monday morning before 9 a.m. I was the second person brought to the ER just before 9, who had struck by a cyclist in Central Park. So basically, I said, look, something great will come out of this. Something will happen that we can make the world a little bit better and that we can use this as an example of how you can make things better and have a positive impact on people. So I've been working very closely with the New York Press Corps, and basically I just had some suggestions as to, number one, just having some stricter law enforcement to make sure that, and most cyclists are wonderful people, and in fact the cyclists are the biggest supporters. They want regulation and they want to do the right thing. So basically, you know, number one is just having stricter law enforcement, making sure that people obey the traffic laws and, you know, cyclists, you know, don't, you know, go through red lights and do those kinds of things as they continually to do in Central Park. But the big thing is, and this isn't very expensive to do, you've got to keep cyclists separate from pedestrians. So you want to make sure that cyclists have their own lane and that that lane is at somewhat of a distance from where babies and pedestrians and runners would be. So in Central Park, that's very easy to do. You just simply create a designated, you know, you basically create designated lanes. And I was in the pedestrian lane, but there's things, number one, you get rid of the private vehicles in Central Park, so that way you can reconfigure it. So you have a lane with a cement barrier just for bicyclists. Then you have a separate lane for runners and then another lane for walkers and for strollers. And then again, you just make sure that you have rigid enforcement so that if someone goes through a red light or someone's going too fast, as was the case here, that, you know, there's strict enforcement. Sadly, what happened was when the New York Press Corps went to the mayor and said, you know, Mr. Mayor, do you plan to fix these things? These are easy suggestions. It's a quality of life issue and it could really make a difference. His response was, you know what? This isn't a big deal. It's an isolated incident, and as far as he was concerned, he didn't see why the New York Press Corps was even bothering him with this issue or with this question because he couldn't understand what the big deal was. So now the New York Press Corps basically has been responding by doing tremendous research, and here at Mount Sinai, I think last year alone, there were over 500 people admitted to the hospital citywide who were pedestrians hit by cyclists. So, in fact, the number one visit to the ER is through pedestrians/rollerbladers and cyclists hitting pedestrians. So it is a major issue, and what we're going to do is we're going to do something about it, and that's why, you know, I believe this can't just be a tragedy. something great will come out of this. Something better will come out of this. Something will happen that will allow for us to make a difference and make life better for other people. So as soon as I get discharged from Mount Sinai, I'm working with the New York Police Department, the New York Fire Department. I'm working with the runners. I'm working with my synagogue. I'm working with the New York Press Corps. We're going to walk if, hopefully, you know, depending on how things go in the next couple of weeks, but if I, when I get discharged from Mount Sinai, you know, I'm giving Mayor Bloomberg a number of weeks to try to make the necessary changes, to try to make the park better and to try to make the park safer. And what we're going to do is we're going to be walking with the New York Press Corps from Mount Sinai over to New York Central Park. And, Tony, when we get to Central Park, either two things are going to happen. Either, one, we're going to celebrate the wonderful changes that have been brought here to the city by Mayor Bloomberg in terms of making the city safer for pedestrians by doing very simple, cost-effective, easy things that will simply make it better. So we'll either go to the park with the press corps and the police and the fire and all the different folks that are going to be coming out to walk with us to the park, and we'll showcase all the positive changes that have happened here in Central Park. Or if we go to Central Park and we see that nothing has changed and that you still have cyclists going 40 miles an hour, you don't have any changes that have been made, you don't have any law enforcement basically doing the kind of enforcement necessary, then we'll be able to point out that nothing has changed in over a number of 2 months. So either we're going to go to celebrate the changes or we're going to highlight the fact that there's been inaction.
Well, I'm going to give people a phone number to Mayor Bloomberg's office.
That's a great idea.
And this would be, maybe they don't know Richard Bernstein's tenacity in the mayor's office. So let me just, and I'll be calling today myself, but the number is 212-788-3000. That's 212-788-3000. Just might want to let his office know that Richard's not going to let this go.
And, Tony, you might want to also tell the mayor's office that, you know, this is really a commerce issue. And what I mean by that is that you want to tell them, you know, that people in Detroit, you know, are very concerned and that, you know, the mayor has been it's so funny because, you know, his big issue has been making the city safe for people consuming big gulps. That's his big thing now is basically he's been out there basically saying, you know what, we don't want people to have too much sugar. So he's outlawed, like, big gulps and, you know, oversized, you know, drinks like Pepsi and Coke and Sprite. And, you know, that's all good because I think that that's great because as an athlete, people should be health conscious. But I've got to be honest, you know, I don't think I appreciate the fact that he has kept me safe from the big gulp. But I don't think that a big gulp would have put me into Mount Sinai. And, in fact, I could probably really go for a big gulp right now. So my attitude is I think it's great that he's focused on those issues to make people more health conscious. I think that's fine. I think that's great. But in addition to, you know, protecting people from sugared sodas, I think when you have a genuine issue of public safety, and it's not just what's happening in Central Park, but it's also happening throughout the city.
Well, absolutely. Richard, unfortunately, we're out of time. My thoughts and prayers are with you.
And, Tony, I'm stalling you because the more I stall you, I know the shot is coming because the nurse is here. And like I say, the more that I can stall you, the more I can try to avoid.
I've done my best. I'm going to have to let you go. But we will make sure.
Call the mayor and tell him that, you know what, people are going to reconsider whether or not they will come here to New York unless he makes public policy and public safety a key issue of the administration.
Absolutely, and we'll get that number up on the Facebook page. My blessings are with you, my friend. We'll touch base with you, make sure you're doing fine.
Tony, God bless you, and God bless your show. God bless your listeners, and something good will come of it and will make a difference.
Always does. Thank you, Richard Bernstein, once again. We do have to take a break for the top of the hour. God bless that man. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, not doing too bad, but we do have a reported accident on 12 Mile Road eastbound at Mound. And don't forget about that closure of 14 Mile westbound at Woodward. That's due to water main work. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Hurricane Isaac slowly pounding the Gulf Coast with rising water and high winds that are testing those rebuilt flood defenses in New Orleans 7 years after Katrina. NBC meteorologist Bill Cairns.
Rainfall totals in New Orleans at the lakefront airport, 6.5 inches already. They could end up somewhere with 15 to 20 inches of rain by the time this is all said and done.
Isaac knocking out power to 250,000 people and causing extensive damage in southeastern Louisiana. Republicans have made it official. Mitt Romney's their presidential nominee, and last night, Ann Romney put the exclamation point on her husband's nomination.
Mitt Romney was not handed success. He built it.
She says no one will work harder or care more than her husband. And how would you like a car that gets 55 miles to the gallon? The Obama team finalizing fuel standards that will require cars and light trucks to reach that goal by 2025. This is NBC News Radio. Smaller is better, says New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, last night's keynote speaker at the Republican convention.
With $5 trillion in debt added over the last 4 years, we have no other option but to make the hard choices, cut federal spending, and fundamentally reduce the size of this government.
Tonight's lineup includes 2008 nominee John McCain, along with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Mitt Romney's running mate Paul Ryan. Gas prices keep rising, up a penny overnight to $3.76 regular, 27 cents a month higher. Another reason to shed those excess pounds. New research shows women with breast cancer who are overweight or obese are more likely to see their cancer recur and more likely to die prematurely. And not even the sky's the limit for Will.i.am. In the first ever planet-to-planet broadcast, NASA's Mars rover Curiosity beamed the singer's new song, Reach for the Stars, to Earth to rave reviews. Not bad for a solar system debut. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
Neuroman, one of our vendors, just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Neuroman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
Whether or not you're ready for some football, advertisers sure are. It kicks off a week from now, and every year it gets bigger. The most watched program on all of TV last year was NBC's Sunday Night Football. Experts also tell the New York Times football is becoming preferred over other shows because people watch them live, and that means they watch the commercials. Insurance company Aon, oil company Ensco, manufacturer Eaton, all those firms have moved their headquarters out of the U.S. this year, and it's mainly so they can escape taxes. The Wall Street Journal reports there's been a recent acceleration in companies moving HQ overseas, as many fear aggressive changes to the U.S. tax code to fight the deficit. Despite big economic reports today, including second quarter GDP and July pending home sales, Wall Street investors likely will wait till Friday to place big bets. That's when Fed head Bernanke makes a speech many predict may include stimulus hints. S&P and NASDAQ futures each down just a half point. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work, teamwork, pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
And made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trujillo.
Good morning, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 29th day of August, 2012. A pleasure to be with you. I first want to thank Richard Bernstein, our guest in the last hour, for getting through what is going to be a very painful recovery. If you missed the interview, I really want to recommend you go to the podcast page a little bit later on and listen to Richard. I don't know that I have crossed paths with so many incredibly positive, proactive, pro-person people in my life. Richard Bernstein ranks as number one. He is dealing with a horrific injury after literally being run down by a bicycle going 35 miles an hour in Central Park. It hit him square in the back. Broke his hip, broke the ball joint. And this is a man that is a very committed athlete and a triathlon and Ironman competitor. And what it does for him in those regards, well, that story is a long way off. But we want to send our thoughts and prayers to Richard and his family. And I want to thank him for the generous amount of his time. On a very early Wednesday morning, we certainly did appreciate that. Also wanted to tell you, we were talking in the last hour about price gouging at the gas tank, and somebody sent me an email that at a gas station at the corner of 18 and John R. last night, they were selling gas for $4.25 a gallon. That may be price gouging. Maybe. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But if you're paying more than $4.08, $4.12 maybe, you might want to call the state attorney general's office and report a particular gas station, because it is against the law to gouge during any kind of quote-unquote event like weather. So keep that in mind as well. Well, let me turn my attention now to my next guest. It was only a few weeks ago that we had Shayton Berry on the show. She is, of course, the president of the Michigan PTA. The Michigan PTA, by the way, is a branch of the National PTA and is comprised of over 60,000 members in numerous PTA units throughout the state. The Michigan PTA has been an advocate for public education, a relevant resource for parents, and a powerful voice for children for almost 100 years. And Shayton joins us this morning to talk about an important event that's coming up on September 15th that I wanted to make you aware of, and I'll maybe twist a few arms to get some of you to go, and we're going to let you know how to do that. But Shayton Berry, thank you so much, after having just visited with us, for making a little more time for us today.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for inviting me again.
Well, I just happen to, I believe in public education, and I believe in the power of children, and I certainly adore teachers all over this great state. I will tell you, though, I sometimes have some issues with parents, and maybe, just maybe, it's because they don't know how to engage with the child or with the school or with the entire dynamic. So, Shayton, can you maybe help us empower parents to get a little more involved, to become a little maybe more educated themselves?
Sure. I think the, you know, the first thing that we just have to recognize is I don't think that, you know, for the most part, that there are parents who have children and they look at their child and said, I absolutely want nothing for you. I think every parent has a child that says, I want the absolute best for you. They may not know how to go about and navigate through the system to assure that they do, their child does receive the absolute best. And so that's something that Michigan PTA is committed to doing, is help strengthen that family, that parent-school connection. We're committed to making that partnership easier, better, and improving the communication that goes between. And so one of the things that we're very passionate about is this advocacy training that we do. And many people hear the word advocate or advocacy, and they automatically assume, oh, God, I have to be walking on my Washington. I have to be marching at Lansing. And that's not what it is. Every parent, every family is an advocate. Every time they walk into that school and talk to the teacher about how can I better help my child, they're advocating. And so we just want to help them know that their voice is powerful, know that they matter, know that they are the most important stakeholder in any school district, because without parents and families, teachers have no one to educate. Principals have no one in their building. School systems have no children if the parents don't have the children to bring into the school system. So we just need to make that connection easier. And sometimes it's not for parents. Sometimes when they walk into a school, it's not friendly. They're not met with a friendly face. They're not treated with respect. But we've got to help them overcome those hurdles.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I of course, Shayton, as you do, know a lot of teachers. And if you were to ask them, what are the top three things on your wish list? Almost every single one, if not every single one, would put in one of those priorities better parent involvement in the classroom. There's no question teachers want you there. Because I sometimes think, Jayden, people don't understand that the teacher doesn't see you as a parent as an impediment. They don't see that you're looking over their shoulder. What they really want to know is that you're going to support what they're doing in the classroom. And then, of course, if you want a greater understanding or knowledge of what's happening in the classroom, they want to empower you with that information.
True. And we also have to realize, I think that it's a, you know, that we've kind of put a negative connotation on parent involvement in a sense. We think that parents aren't involved if they don't come and help out in that classroom, and that's not true. If that parent is making sure that that student is coming to school, they've ate, they have sleep, they did their homework last night, they're prepared for school, that parent is involved. They may never come and walk into that school building to volunteer. We all know that we have a financial crisis in our state. Some people can't get a day off. Some people can't take that time off to come into the school building, but they still want to be able to communicate with that teacher. They still want to be able to communicate with the school. So if this email, through newsletters, we can't make the assumption that because they don't walk into that classroom that they are not involved. They do a lot of things behind the scenes that we may not know about, and I think parents don't feel appreciated. I think that stops them when they feel like, oh, well, I haven't been in the school all year. They're going to think I'm a bad parent. I'm not going to go now.
Well,
so we've got to turn that around.
Absolutely. Well, through a generous grant from the National PTA, the Michigan PTA is hosting something entitled a Family Engagement Seminar in Detroit on September 15th. From 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Michigan State University's Detroit Center on Woodward Avenue. Tell us about that, Shayton Berry.
It's a family engagement seminar. This is our second year of doing these seminars, and they're free workshops. They're just parenting information. There's going to be a workshop about health and cooking on a budget, workshops about your parents' rights and responsibilities in the school system, how to advocate for your child, just initial information that parents need, literacy information. How can I help my child build their vocabulary at home? Those are the things that we think parents want to know about. And the exciting thing that we're doing this year is we're doing an advocacy training entirely in Spanish that whole day. So we really want to empower our Hispanic community as well and give them the tools that they need to help advocate for their children in their schools every day in their community. So we're really excited about this. It's completely free. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. Parking is free. It's going to be a great event, and we're going to have people bringing resources for parents to take home with them and families. And I always say parents and families because, you know, it may be a grandparent or an uncle or a sister or a brother raising that child. But we just want to help those parents. And it's not about pushing PTA, it's really about pushing parent and family engagement. And that's what we really want. We want to see every parent, every family empowered, engaged, and inspired in their child's education.
Well, I know that you want to encourage people to RSVP, so let me give them the way to do that via email. Just send your reservation to the standards, that's with an S, the standards at michiganpta.org. That's the standards at michiganpta.org. They would appreciate and encourage you to RSVP so they know how many people, of course, to prepare for. And it's important. I think, Shayton, as we look at building stronger schools and stronger communities and stronger hope and opportunity for young people and for parents themselves, that these kinds of free resources, this is a valuable day. You know, it's an all-day thing, but it's a valuable day, and so much good can come from just engaging in the process. I find this so proactive. I was so pleased to get this press release.
Oh, thank you. We really do try. We want to not be reactive, like you said, be proactive. And we just want to encourage people to be better parents, not that they're not already better parents, you know, but just encourage them to have more confidence, feel more engaged, be more connected with the school system. Because the end result is we want to make sure that every child in Michigan receives a quality education, period, because they deserve it.
No, no question. Well, we are out of time for today, Shayton. I know you and I will be visiting again. We'll make sure that we get out the information to RSVP a few more times as we work our way through the program today. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Blessings to you. Again, to RSVP, the standards at michiganpta.org. 888-552-3595 if you care to join us. Much more to get to on the other side.
First Shift with Tony Trio.
We're going to run out of time, and I just want to ask, what specifically are you going to do to provide universal coverage to the 30 million people who are uninsured?
That is not the issue.
On 1310 WDTW.
But you know, we're not going to turn the American people who are uninsured is an issue?
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Let's get you a traffic update, and it's not too bad right now. They've cleared that earlier accident on 12 Mile Road eastbound at Mound. But we do have slow traffic on westbound 696 between DeQuinder and 75. Another slow go on 75 northbound between West Road and Dix-Toledo Highway. And they're tapping the brakes on 96 eastbound between Wixom and Beck Roads. And don't forget about that closure, 14 Mile Road westbound at Woodward. That's due to water main work. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Triano
on 1310
WDTW.
Well, welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Again, the address, the email address to RSVP to this family engagement seminar in Detroit on September 15th. Again, it's from 8:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Michigan State University Detroit Center, which is located at 3408 Woodward Avenue. Again, it is free, and all you have to do is send an email to RSVP by September 12th, by the way, to the standards with an S, at MichiganPTA.org. If for some reason you didn't get it, we'll get it on the Facebook page, but you can always send me an email and I will make sure you get that information. This was just one of those stories that was too good to pass up, so I wanted to make sure we spent a little bit of time with Shayton Berry, who we had just had on a couple weeks ago talking about bullying. She is a very dynamic leader for the Michigan PTA. And I would venture a guess that we'll be visiting with her again in the near future. I just like her a whole lot. All right, time to get to some audio. We are going to get to some of the audio from Tampa last night at the Republican National Convention a little bit later on in this hour. We do have a lot of open lines time in this hour today. So if you'd like to join us, you're always welcome to do that. 888-552-3595. I want to thank the caller that called after the show was over yesterday and thanked us for playing the exchange between Chris Matthews and Reince Priebus yesterday. One of you especially enjoyed that a great deal. Anyway, on to some local stuff first. WXYZ TV Channel 7 on the Detroit Public Schools potential lawsuit and the chaos it may bring.
A change to the state law grants new powers to school districts, allowing them to look past seniority when hiring teachers. The new rules have taken the rulers out of the hands of more than 400 teachers, some who have spent more than 20 years with the district.
I feel like I'm an asset to DPS, and it seems like they just threw me away. I feel like I've been thrown away.
The issue at hand is not the number. It is the manner in which this was done.
The union says the district should have asked for a one-year waiver and used seniority this year so that it could get the process right.
That defeats the purpose and the goal and the opportunity that was given us by the legislature to not use seniority.
The two sides disagree on the process. DFT says it was not invited to be involved, but the district says that's untrue. Regardless, the union says the evaluation process is flawed and is now preparing to file a lawsuit against DPS.
This will still be the most comprehensive and massive lawsuit ever filed by a teachers union against the school district that it works with.
It's a long process. It's a complicated process. Has it been absolutely perfect? Of course not. It's a big process. It's in our first year. Mr. Roberts will be the first one to say that we need to make sure that systems are put in place next year so it continues to be smooth.
The union is waiting on information from the district, including reasons for individual layoffs, before it files a suit. But if it wins, its president says it will request that all teachers who are unjustly laid off be placed in the district.
It would unfortunately result in a chaotic school year.
From the News Center area, Smita Koloki, 7 Action News.
All right, and you know, this is one of those stories that we have to really pay attention to. It is what's happening to the Detroit public school teachers is beyond unfair. It should be illegal. It certainly is immoral, and I would suggest unethical. But we'll continue to keep an eye on that story. The next piece of audio that we listen to comes from Oakland County and the special election that will happen in the old 11th Congressional District, which, by the way, I live in, at least until this next election cycle, where I then will move to the 13th. Oakland County, of course, wants to know who's going to pick up the tab. This from WDIV.
What an end to a congressman assumed by both parties to be in a safe seat with no fear of a real challenge. Thad McCotter knocked out of contention for his congressional seat because his staffers were found to have submitted bogus signatures required to get him on the ballot. McCotter couldn't take it and not only decided not to fight for his seat, but resigned before his term ended. That's the trigger for the special election next week. Voters in the old 11th Congressional District have to go to the polls to elect a person to fill the remainder of McCotter's term, all of about 3 weeks. If you break it down, that means the taxpayers are shelling out $230,000 a week for someone to fill this seat.
I'm worried that local governments are going to have to cut police and fire and other essential services just to pay for this stupid special election.
Bullard and the Oakland County Board of Commissioners don't question the legal necessity of the special election, but say the state should pay.
If the state pays for the presidential primary, they should pay for the cost of the special election on September 5th.
And there you go. I mean, this is just ridiculous, and it is just going to continue to careen out of control. We'll let, again, that story just stand on its own and move on to the next one. My buddy Charlie LaDuff. We haven't heard from Charlie in a while. What's going on with Bob Mahal? Well, what is Bob Mahal? Charlie tells us.
Now let's take a quick at Wayne County's bottom line. The budget's up in smoke. It's so bad I had to write it down. First of all, we got a $200 million budget deficit. Bad investments and contracts have led us to the brink. The government's still packed with Bob's cronies and drivers. We have a pension fund that's less than half funded and a credit rating that's a little better than junk. But finally, the county commission said enough is enough, and today they voted down a proposal for the November ballot to hike your taxes yet again to fund the sheriff and prosecutor's office. Remember, you just passed a $36 million jail tax on yourself this past August.
3 weeks ago today, the voters approved the renewal of our jail millage. It just seems wrong to me to come right back and say, thank you, but we need more.
Are you kidding me? Downriver people want to see a better use of the tax dollars that they're currently paying. They don't want to pay any higher taxes.
So that went down in flames. But wait, there's more. Well, now we come to find out Bob Fakana wants to borrow another $65 million for the Bob Mahal, or new jail. Why? Because as we told Bob, and Bob repeatedly denied, it's not big enough, and they forgot the budget for the computers and the chairs.
How good are you at math?
That's why I'm a lawyer.
Six times math.
That's why I'm a lawyer.
I find it disappointing and incredible that with all of the alleged planning that went into the design, development, construction, and all of this of the jail, that I just don't know how to explain that.
Well, the kid with the lemonade stand who raised $3,000 to mow the city park understands. It's called basic math.
What's 9 times 6?
9 times 6 equals 54.
Kid, you ever thought about being county executive?
No.
Smart kid. Downtown Detroit, Charlie LaDuff, Fox 2 News.
Obviously, Charlie's just keeping his eye on the financial ball, as he should. How they are going to budget for a building and then not be able to outfit it makes no sense at all, of course. And the reality is they don't have the money to pay for this jail they're calling the Bob Mahal, or I should say Charlie calls the Bob Mahal. Anyway, when we come back, we've got other things to look at. Mitt Romney was nominated. He is officially now the candidate for the Republican Party for the presidency of the United States of America. Well, the Michigan delegation, of course, had to ring in, and we'll hear how they announced where their delegates were going. Lots to get to yet. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Butterball.
Checking your roadways, you are still accident-free, but we do have a disabled vehicle. It's on 696 westbound at the 96-275 split, and it's on that ramp to 275 southbound. You got some slow traffic on 94 eastbound between Telegraph and Southfield Freeway. Also, it's a slow go on 96 eastbound between Milford and Beck Road, and it's slow moving on 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Now you can enjoy sub sandwiches that are both delicious and healthy with sub starter sandwich kits from Butterball. Like the classic Italian with lean turkey salami, turkey pepperoni, and savory turkey breast. Find delicious sub starters in your grocer's refrigerated meat case.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Union workers at Verizon are battling the highly profitable phone company to secure a just labor contract for 45,000 workers. The workers came back from the picket lines to continue their fight against continued outsourcing and efforts to force concessions at the bargaining table. A federal mediator is involved in the effort to reach an agreement. Bob Master is legislative and political director for Communications Workers of America, Region 1.
As long as the parties are bargaining, that's a positive thing. These are very, very tough negotiations. We have a lot of big unresolved issues, health care, pensions, job security, jobs. We need to bring these jobs that they're sending to non-union contractors in Texas and to overseas companies in the Philippines. We need to bring these jobs back. We need Verizon to invest in New York and invest in Pennsylvania, invest in America.
The CWA is running a TV ad during the Republican National Convention urging companies to bring back call center jobs from overseas. The union is also supporting legislation in Congress to bring back call center and tech jobs, and that ad will also run during the Democratic National Convention. The United Auto Workers Union is happy about the EPA's final rules on fuel economy for vehicles and greenhouse emissions. UAW President Bob King says the standards will propel the auto industry forward. He says the new standards provide certainty for manufacturers in planning their investments. The UAW says the new standards cap a remarkable set of achievements by President Obama to save the domestic auto industry and put it on the path of future prosperity. A 2012 Blue-Green Alliance study found that these CAFE standard rules will create 570,000 new jobs by 2030, largely because consumers will spend less on fuel and more on other goods and services. Who would Mitt Romney put in his cabinet? The Republican presidential candidate told Politico that he'd want to fill it with individuals with private sector experience. One example he gave was HP Chief Executive Meg Whitman, who launched an expensive and failed bid for governor of California in 2010. In addition to spending a record in personal money on the gubernatorial bid, Whitman is now overseeing a company that saw a loss of $8.9 billion in the last quarter and is in the process of firing 27,000 employees. Whitman and Romney go way back, with Whitman starting her career as a consultant at Romney's Bain Capital. She eventually reached the position of vice president and has since hopped from company to company. The San Francisco Chronicle caught up with Whitman in Florida on Monday, and when asked if she'd accept a cabinet position from Romney, she declined, saying she was committed to her position at HP. This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano. Well, there's no question it's exciting when you're a candidate, even if you're a part of a political party, and they do nominating from the floor. It's one of the things that I nostalgically love about the political process. Well, Governor Snyder and Mitt Romney's brother were given the honors to represent the Michigan delegation yesterday, and this is what that nomination sounded like.
Michigan, 30 votes.
As chair of the Michigan delegation and the governor of the great state of Michigan, it is great to be here. We were at the state at the bottom for the last decade. And we're proud to say with Republican leadership, we've balanced our budget, we reformed our tax system, we're paying our liabilities, and we need that mess in Washington fixed. We're the place to look to, and we're proud of that. Also, of the home of the best tourism with Pure Michigan, you're all welcome to come. And I'm very proud to report we take great pride in being the home state of Governor Romney and the Romney family. As such, I'm very proud to defer the announcement of our vote to Governor Romney's brother, Scott Romney.
The great state of Michigan, where Mitt Romney's father, George Romney, served as governor. Michigan, where Ann Romney and Mitt Romney were born, raised, and fell in love. Mitt Romney loves our country. He will bring jobs and opportunity to the poor and middle class. He will restore fiscal sanity and economic growth. He will provide America with leadership in bringing peace and prosperity at home and abroad. I am truly honored to announce these votes for a man who happens to be my brother and whom I love, Mitt Romney, the next president of the United States. 24 votes for Mitt Romney, 4 votes for Ron Paul. Thank you! Yay!
And there
Michigan,
you go.
Michigan, oh. 24, Romney.
And there you go. And good for them. You know, give them their due. I'm not gonna, you know, bash that. It's all part of the process, and good for them. Mitt Romney now, by the way, is officially the nominee of the party. Of course, he will have a chance tomorrow night to address the convention. It doesn't seem that delaying their convention by a day really affected too very much, although there were some speeches, and we're going to listen to some of that in just a moment. But before we get to that, our friends at Progress Michigan, who I am happy to report if I didn't yesterday, have agreed to join us on a weekly basis starting next Tuesday. Both Zach Pohl, the executive director of Progress Michigan, and Jessica Tremontana, who is the communications director of Progress Michigan, will take turns joining us on a weekly basis, and we are going to look forward to that. Anyway, they produced an ad for Pete Hoekstra, and this is what it sounds like.
You remember politician Pete Hoekstra? In Congress, politician Pete sided with the special interests to privatize Social Security. Now, Pete Hoekstra works for Washington lobbyists, getting rich standing up for special interests. Hoekstra supports a plan to essentially end Medicare, costing seniors $6,400 more each year, but giving insurance companies big profits. Now he wants to be Senator Pete Hoekstra. Tell politician Pete Hoekstra we need a senator who fights for us, not the special interests.
All right, and so I just wanted to play that because they did a nice job with it. All right, Ann Romney and Chris Christie were, I would guess, the two headliners last night. Now, I got to tell you, we'll end up juxtaposing one speech against the other, but I'm not talking about Ann's speech against Christie's. Certainly we'll make some comparisons there, but Ann's speech against her husband, Willard. Who will be the better orator? Who will have the better message? Who will be the better speaker at the end of the day, is the question we'll ask. Well, we have to wait till Thursday to get the answer to that. But Ann Romney addresses the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida last night and begins her speech this way.
Well, I want to talk to you tonight not about politics and not about party. And while there are many important issues we'll hear discussed in this convention and throughout this campaign, tonight I want to talk to you from my heart about our hearts. I want to talk not about what divides us, but what holds us together as an American family. I want to talk to you tonight about that one great thing that unites us, that one great thing that brings us our greatest joy when times are good, and the deepest solace in our dark hours. Tonight, I want to talk to you about love. I want to talk to you about the deep and abiding love I have for a man I met at a dance many years ago, and the profound love I have, and I know we share, for this country. I want to talk to you about that love so deep, only a mother can fathom it, the love we have for our children and our children's children. And I want us to think tonight about the love we share for those Americans, our brothers and our sisters, who are going through difficult times, whose days are never easy, nights are always long, and whose work never seems done. They are here among us tonight in this hall. They are here in neighborhoods across Tampa and all across America. The parents who lie awake at night side by side, wondering how they'll be able to pay the mortgage or make the rent. The single dad who's working extra hours tonight so that his kids can buy some new clothes to go back to school, can take a school trip or play a sport, so his kids can feel, you know, just like other kids. And the working moms who love their jobs but would like to work just a little less to spend more time with the kids. But that's just out of the question with this economy. Or how about that couple who would like to have another child but wonder how they'll afford it? I have been all across this country, and I know a lot of you guys.
All right, that's how she begins her speech. She goes on then to talk about Mitt Romney and what he'll do. What will he do? Well, according to her, move heaven and earth. This is what she had to say.
No one will work harder. No one will care more. And no one will move heaven and earth like Mitt Romney to make this country a better place to live. It's true that Mitt's been successful at each new challenge he's taken on. You know what? It actually amazes me to see his history of success being attacked.
Well, and that's because there's a reason for it, which we've enumerated on this show plenty of time. Last but not least, Ann wraps up her speech this way.
This man will lift up America. It has been 47 years since that tall, kind of charming young man brought me home from our first dance. Not every day since has been easy, but he still makes me laugh, and never once did I have a single reason to doubt that I was the luckiest woman in the world tonight. I said tonight I wanted to talk to you about love. Look into your hearts. This is our country. This is our future. These are our children and grandchildren. You can trust Mitt. He loves America. He will take us to a better place, just as he took me home safely from that dance. Give him that chance. Give America that chance. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
And that is how she concludes her being Ann Romney, concludes her speech. Of course, you got to buy it. Now, again, we'll juxtapose hers against him on Thursday or perhaps Friday morning, but you understand that that's her husband, and she's got every right to be a cheerleader. No question about it. Let's go to the phones and welcome Tom in Detroit to First Shift. Tom, a pleasure to have you on this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't see the speech last night, but any, you know, that aside, you know, I was listening to what you, yesterday on the Detroit News, front page of the paper, dead center, top of the fold. I'm trying to remember exactly how to, something about, you know, the efficiency of the plants and how well General Motors and Chrysler are going. You know, they're going like gangbusters, though it says, you know, they're not sort of kind of completely out of the woods yet. But, I mean, if President Obama had heeded the words of Mitt and let Detroit go bankrupt Romney, they wouldn't have, that article would not have appeared in yesterday's paper. Michigan right now would not be supposedly in this recovery that it's in, because according to what I heard analysts say about, you know, if Ford and General, I mean, if General Motors and Chrysler had, you know, went belly up, that this thing would have had a ripple effect, and Ford would have even been affected and possibly would have been gone out of business. Now, I mean, you've got the big three, okay, and basically, I mean, you know, these three companies just about established the middle class. I mean, there would have been a million-plus jobs lost, more than what was lost with the recession. Okay, and I mean, you know, this man comes into Michigan, of all the places, home of the union, all right, you know, that's where the union started, was right here, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're in a union state, you're in the state of Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, and you come in here talking about let GM and Chrysler go bankrupt. I mean, give me a break. And I mean, even in trying to sell Romney to the public, what did Romney say? He pulled out the Popeye quote, "I am what I am."
Well, I will give Ann this much. She did say in her speech time that she would like us all to get to know Mitt Romney. I'm going to take that challenge, Tom, and I am going to do what she asked, and I am going to get to know Mitt Romney more than I already do. And I have this funny feeling, Tom, that the more we get to know him, the less we will want to elect him president of the United States of America. Tom, as always, I appreciate your call. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, more audio. Chris Christie actually had an interesting speech as well. And Romney was talking about love. Chris Christie, well, not so much. At least not in the love the way Ann Romney was talking about, that's for sure. We'll get to that and so much more. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are working
workers free to achieve the American dream.
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
Now, Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, also was the keynote speaker last night at the Republican National Convention. Yes, the governor of New Jersey, who has the fourth worst economy in the country, has the fourth worst unemployment in the country, has absolutely nothing to be bragging for, but he seems to be the poster child for rotundness, the speaking from somebody formerly not as rotund as I am now. Anyway, with all that said, Governor Christie starts his speech. Listen to this.
Our ideas are right for America, and their ideas have failed America. Let me be clear with the American people tonight. Here's what we believe as Republicans and what they believe as Democrats. We believe in telling hardworking families the truth about our country's fiscal realities, telling them what they already know. The math of federal spending does not add up. With $5 trillion in debt added over the last 4 years, we have no other option but to make the hard choices, cut federal spending, and fundamentally reduce the size of this government. Want to know what they believe? They believe that the American people don't want to hear the truth about the extent of our fiscal difficulties. They believe the American people need to be coddled by big government. They believe the American people are content to live the lie with them. They're wrong. We believe in telling our seniors the truth about our overburdened entitlements. We know seniors not only want these programs to survive, but they just as badly want them secured for their grandchildren. Our seniors are not selfish.
No, they're not selfish. They're also very smart, Chris Christie, and they probably didn't buy a word of what you said. He goes on, oh, sweet Jesus, to take on, or I'm sorry, talk about teachers. This is what he said.
We believe that the majority of teachers in America know our system must be reformed to put students first so that America can compete. Now, teachers don't teach to become rich or famous. They teach because they love children. We believe that we should honor and reward the good ones while doing what's best for our nation's future, demanding accountability, demanding higher standards, and demanding the best teacher in every classroom in America. Get ready. Here's what they believe. They believe the educational establishment will always put themselves ahead of children, that self-interest will always trump common sense. They believe in pitting unions against teachers, educators against parents, lobbyists against children. They believe in teachers' unions. We believe in teachers.
And that, again, we talked about lies. That was one big 58-second lie. Last but not least, Chris Christie on, well, actually, the exact opposite of what Ann Romney wants.
In recent years, we as a country have too often chosen the same path. It's been easy for our leaders to say, not us, not now, in taking on the really tough issues. And unfortunately, we've stood silently by and let them get away with it. But tonight, I say enough. Tonight, I say together, let's make a much different choice. Tonight, we are speaking up for ourselves and stepping up. Tonight, we're beginning to do what is right and what is necessary to make America great again. We are demanding that our leaders stop tearing each other down and work together to take action on the big things facing America. Tonight, we are going to do what my mother taught me. Tonight, we're going to choose respect over love.
Although Ann Romney asked for love, and so what does that say? Did he not listen? Did he not get the advance copy of her speech? She was choosing love first. I'll let all of you decide for yourself what you thought of those two speeches. Now, you know, Ann Romney's was more about how much lovey-dovey her and hubby are, and that it's not been a perfect marriage, and she said it wasn't a storybook, it was a real marriage, and depending on what your marriage is like, real could mean a whole lot of different things to a whole different group of people. I'm not going to criticize Ann Romney for what she wanted to say. For God's sake, it's her husband. She's going to say it, and we do or do not have to believe it. Chris Christie, on the other hand, this us and them, us and them, us and them, this is what we want, this is what they want. We want more freedom, they want less freedom. We want more teachers because they want larger class sizes. We want more teachers because we want smaller class sizes. And, of course, the Democrats get their chance the next week to counter-program all of this. Not that they're waiting the next week. In fact, at 9:50 today, Congressman Chris Van Hollen will join us. He was in Tampa yesterday. I'm sure he heard the speeches, and he will be happy to share his reflections of what both Ann Romney, but probably and more specifically what Chris Christie had to say. Jeff, I don't know that I had much of a problem with Ann Romney's speech, at least what I heard of it. Chris Christie's, on the other hand, just made no sense. Us, them, divide, divide, divide. But, oh, by the way, we're trying to unite. Well, if you're going to give a speech on division, and maybe he needs to go back to school, he needs to understand that by dividing, you are not adding.
Yeah, I think what it is, I mean, and we got audio too from Ron Paul, but he's actually talking about uniting their side, and not uniting the country, but you trying to unite the Republican Party, because it's getting fractured in many different factions. You got the Tea Party, you got libertarians to a certain extent, and you got even people just within the party not exactly happy that Mitt's the guy, but hey, well, you know, I guess since he is the guy, we'll have to support him. So that's what they're uniting it. But it is funny because he goes on and says, yeah, Democrats, why don't you divide the country and destroy it? Us, them. And it's like, wait a minute. What about, you know, getting together? You know, that was one of the things that I've heard a lot recently is that after this election, there's a unique opportunity for Democrats and Republicans to work together, and that the country actually wants that to happen. We've wanted it for a long time.
Well, sure. And Jeff, there's no guarantee that Mitt Romney necessarily gets a Republican House. He may have to work with a Democratic House. Now, he did that in Massachusetts, not that he still didn't do a little bit of harm there. Let's remind people how long it took him to bring them from 50 to, 47th in the country in employment, but oh, stuff like that, facts, they don't really seem to matter. All right, we're going to have plenty of time for audio in the last hour of the show, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Coming up, Stephen Henderson, our scheduled segment with Planned Parenthood and Lori Lamoran, another guest in the 9 o'clock hour from the Sunlight Foundation, and more time for audio where we'll hear from Ron Paul and some others that spoke in Tampa last night. We're just trying to bring you all the information that we have at our fingertips. Let's take a quick break here for the top of the hour. First Shift continues after I go fill my coffee up.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, you are still accident-free, but we do have a disabled vehicle. It's on 696 westbound at the 96-275 split, and it's on that ramp to 275 southbound. You got some slow traffic on 94 eastbound between Telegraph and Southfield Freeway. Also, it's a slow go on 96 eastbound between Milford and Beck Road, and it's slow moving on
690. WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikulczewski. 7 years after Katrina, New Orleans and the Gulf Coast are getting pounded again as Hurricane Isaac sends a wall of water inland as it moves slowly along the coast. NBC's Al Roker says this morning the Big Easy is anything but.
430,000 in Louisiana alone without power. The National Weather Service in New Orleans has lost power, so there's no radar coverage for this area.
It's official. Republicans have made Mitt Romney their presidential candidate. And at the GOP convention in Tampa last night, Ann Romney said her husband will not fail the women of America.
It's the moms of this nation, single, married, widowed, who really hold this country together.
Condoleezza Rice and John McCain among the headliners tonight. And if you're looking for the best drivers in America, don't look in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, home to the worst drivers, according to an insurance study. This is NBC News Radio. Paul Ryan goes primetime tonight. After 14 years in Congress, Mitt Romney's running mate will introduce himself to millions of Americans, along with some more familiar Republican faces. NBC's Chuck Todd at the GOP convention in Tampa.
It's a packed schedule tonight. Some big names, former 2008 nominee John McCain, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and of course, Paul Ryan in the biggest speech of his political career.
Slightly bearish on Wall Street today, stock futures point to a lower open. California moving toward becoming the first state to ban a controversial therapy that aims to reverse homosexuality in children and teens. The state legislature working on the final wording of a bill to ban so-called conversion therapy. And she's seen a few newfangled things in her day, like the automobile and the airplane. Bess Cooper of Monroe, Georgia, just celebrated her 116th birthday, becoming the world's oldest person. Her secrets, I mind my own business, she says, and I don't eat junk food. I'm Jim Mikulczewski, NBC News Radio.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of four eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Deepening sanctions against Iran's oil and production disruptions in the Gulf of Mexico as Isaac comes ashore. Two factors which ought to be sending oil futures up, but they're down as leaders of the G7 nations, including us, send a communique to the International Energy Agency imploring oil-producing nations to increase their output. Right now in early electronic trades, oil futures are down about 75 cents to $95.50 a barrel. Cadillac is moving into the passing lane with big plans. Wall Street Journal says Caddy is about to roll out 10 new vehicle engine designs in hopes of doubling its U.S. sales to as many as 294,000 within the next couple of years. Its ultimate goal is to retake the U.S. luxury car crown it lost many years ago. Coming up on an economic reading which may give Wall Street some direction, the Realtors Association to release its measure of pending home sales for last month, which helps forecast the number of housing purchases getting completed this month. S&P futures down a point. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 29th day of August 2012. We've had a jam-packed morning, and we don't slow down in this or the next hour as well. In fact, we've got plenty to get to, and we're going to do it post-haste. If you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org, on Twitter at Tony Trupiano, but let's get our intro going and get it on this hour.
Editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal.
There's no virtuous principle you can attach to this kind of behavior. It's not respectful of voters. It's not respectful of the chamber that you're in.
The Detroit Free Press's and First Shift voice of reason.
And I think opportunistic is the word that comes to mind. It's just somebody who wanted to stay more than he wanted to be true to the values that he was elected on.
Mr. Stephen Henderson.
And joining us now from the Detroit Free Press is Mr. Stephen Henderson. Stephen, a pleasure to have you with us on what has got to be one of the more beautiful Michigan mornings we'll ever have.
Yeah, no, we're getting into that fall period where both morning and dusk are going to be really, really cool.
Yeah.
It'll look nice.
I enjoy a crisp morning and knowing I'm going to have a warm afternoon, and indeed we're going to have all that. So very fortunate. Listen, we're fortunate to live in Michigan to begin with, but certainly on days like this, it's extra special.
Yeah.
We've, Stephen, listened to a lot of audio this morning. Certainly we listened to some of Ann Romney's speech last night, which was beautifully done, and a little bit of Chris Christie's speech, which was kind of a counterintuitive. She was talking about love. He was saying, we don't need love, we need respect. So I'm not so sure they shared notes. But anyway, would love to get your thoughts on some of the Republican National Convention to this point.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they are, I was struck last night by how much the theme of women sort of permeated everybody's speech. I mean, I think we knew that was what Ann Romney was gonna come out and try to do, was soften Mitt Romney's image and make him seem more palatable to women, because he's got such a deep deficit there. But then, you know, Chris Christie came out and really sort of carried that same theme through his speech, which had a very different purpose and was much more belligerent than Ann Romney's speech. But, you know, he started off by talking about his mom. And I don't think that was an accident. I don't think that was just the way he wanted to cast that speech. I think it was, again, this theme that the GOP is the party that respects women and understands what they're going through and has the answers for them. You know, I mean, again, we'll see whether this stuff sells with voters. But, you know, I thought both speeches last night were really well done. They were very well delivered. I had not seen Ann Romney speak before. She was very relaxed, and I thought she tried to connect. She did her little Oprah thing there, I thought, pretty well. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see whether this matters to the ticket.
Well, what's interesting, I was saying a little earlier, now we'll, of course, juxtapose her speech against her husband's speech on Thursday evening. I think she's a tough act to follow. In fact, I'm not going to be surprised, and I'll probably be one of the people that'll say it. Wow, she gave a better speech than he did. He is not nearly as comfortable speaking as Ann is.
No, I was surprised. What surprised me yesterday was, I guess, sitting there thinking, why haven't they had her out on the campaign trail more, doing what she was doing last night. You know, you've seen a lot of the president's wife, Michelle Obama, on the campaign trail, really making the case for him. But you have not seen that from Ann Romney. And I thought, I was like, wow, this, you know, this was the most relatable argument, I guess, that I'd seen somebody make for Mitt Romney. I mean, he's a very, you know, he doesn't make the case for himself very well. He comes off as robotic and cold and distant. She came off as just another sort of suburban mom up there talking. Now, of course, you know, that's not what she is. I mean, these are people of incredible wealth, and there's nothing about their lives really that looks like what most Americans deal with. But I thought she did a good job of taking the pieces of her life that sort of mirror what other people are dealing with, raising four boys, getting married young and not necessarily being sure about what the future would bring, even though I think she overplayed the idea that there was financial doubt ever for these two. But you know, the idea that you're young, you're married, and you've got your whole life ahead of you, and you don't know what's in store. You know, when she talked about her illnesses, you know, those are things that people can relate to because they happen to anybody. And she did such a good job last night of bringing those things up. And Mitt has never been able to make that kind of to make that kind of sale. So why have they been hiding her for 9 months of this campaign?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, and maybe we're better off that they have. Although, at the end of the day, when we take a look back at this convention, and I have to tell you that. That they had to shorten their convention by a day seemed to be a bit ironic because the Democrats had already shortened their convention by a day. So they end up actually with equal time. Of course, the weather had everything to do with that. I just thought that was kind of ironic in its own way. Of course, one of the people they had to bump from the podium was Donald Trump. I think ultimately that was probably a good move.
Oh, yeah, I think, they had Rick Santorum yesterday, who I thought, gave a very odd speech, not at all about Mitt Romney. He didn't mention Mitt Romney until about 30 seconds before the end of the speech. And instead, he gave a very, a very partisan speech, almost the reprise of Pat Buchanan's culture warrior speech from 1992, which I would think would be something they're not trying to repeat. Bumping Donald Trump, of course, eliminates another one of those, because that's all he was going to get up there and do was take shots at the president, maybe bring up the birth certificate thing again, which I'm sure they don't want to have people talking about. This whole theme of this cultural distinction they're trying to draw between themselves and Democrats, and that showed up in Ann Romney's speech a little. It showed up in Chris Christie's speech. I just think that's a loser for them, and it baffles me. It baffles me that they continually sort of harp on that, because I think that is what scares voters away from that party at the polls.
Well, I would, of course, agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And it seems to me, especially in Chris Christie's speech, when he was talking about the us and them and us and them, he actually had it backward. And he did have it backward. Anybody that's paying attention knows that what he was saying is exactly what the Republicans are doing, not what the Democrats are doing. And I understand it's rhetoric. I understand it's politics. And I understand that other people understand that. So I'm not quite sure, as you said, the strategy was a smart one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Christie was not up there to try to lure the independent voters, I think, that they're missing, because, as you point out, ironically, he starts his speech talking about New Jersey and the work that he's done there. And I don't want to take anything away from him. I actually, from what I hear and what I read, and I actually sat down and talked with Cory Booker for a really long time a couple weeks ago. things in New Jersey going pretty good, and they've got their differences, but they've come up with a lot of bipartisan ways to solve problems. And so he starts off talking about that. I'm thinking, well, this is a good theme, right? This is what you want to say. And then he starts with the us and them thing, and it's like, well, which was it? Did you solve problems in New Jersey together, or did you solve them by plowing over the other side? So even on its own terms, I didn't think the speech was true to itself. I mean, it was sort of all over the place in that regard. I think the Republicans have a tough sell with a lot of people who remember that we tried it their way for about 10 years, and it got us in a lot of trouble.
Well,
it's got to tell us that it will be different.
Interestingly, right before we go to break here, I had on the show yesterday Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Maryland is thriving in sure. so many different categories. And of course, reading his biography, you almost want this guy to be running if Barack Obama's not. And he has talked about you talk about bipartisanship and,
sure.
and making investments in education. All of the things we're not doing in Michigan, they've done very successfully in Maryland. And I don't know that there's a Republican governor that has a story like Martin O'Malley's. It was really quite fascinating. Stephen, we have to take a very quick break here. Please stay with us. Much more to get to on the other side. We'll take a look at some ballot issues. A one-person grand jury will be seated in the Bulger-Schmidt scandal, and much more to get to as we take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
First Shift with Tony Trivino.
Well, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-A-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up, and we start all over again.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As we headed to rush hour traffic, we picked up an overturned vehicle. That's on Davison West, just east of Linwood. We still have that disabled vehicle. That's on 696 westbound on the ramp to 275 southbound. And we got heavy stop-and-go traffic on 94 westbound between Michigan Avenue and US 23. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, and it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trivino.
Well, welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Stephen Henderson is my guest, and we're now going to turn our attention to the ballot issues. You know, Stephen, it's interesting. I'm not sure if I should be looking to the paper, to the court docket, to a calendar to see what's on, what's not on. A scorecard isn't even good enough anymore.
No, that's right. It's they're on, they're off, they're in court, which now seems like every day they're in court. I think this is going to go right up to the deadline for deciding, you know, what gets on and what doesn't. And it seems like every time you get close to a resolution on one of these things, something else weird happens or some other weird rule is revealed, and it's like, well, no, now we've got to appeal that or litigate that. It really is confusing. It's confusing for us at the paper as much as it is for readers, because we want to be able to tell people what they're going to have to vote on and then start assessing what these things will do if they pass. I think, again, it really does point to some very pressing needs for reform with regard to these ballot initiatives. I mean, I think there is far too much play in the joints in terms of how they determine what gets on, what gets off. I think it's really, really dangerous to allow hundreds of thousands of citizens to sign these petitions, you know, in good faith, and believe that they're exercising a right that they have in this state to petition, you know, for changes, and then have, you know, a panel of four people second guess it after the fact and say, well, that's not good enough, or you didn't do this the right way. I mean, I think you got to reverse that process so that this stuff gets vetted up front, so that when you have people going out and asking people for signatures, it's very clear that if you sign, it'll matter. You're undermining people's faith in the system by doing it this way and having this kind of mess on the back end, especially with the number of petitions that people have signed.
Well, it is amazing, of course. Most of us had never even heard of a board of canvassers before this election cycle. Now it's, of course, a part of our daily dialogue. Only in Michigan can the board of canvassers decide to do something, but only because of the way they voted, they're not going to end up doing it. And you know what? Yeah. I've actually tried to avoid talking about these ballot initiatives until I believe September 7th is the drop dead date, because I don't want to confuse people.
Yeah. You know, it's not clear yet what we're going to have on a ballot and what's not going to make it. And, you know, again, it's the distinctions that they're drawing in some cases that are confusing. This idea of a revision rather than an amendment, I think that's not clear enough. This whole argument over you know, the old argument over point size and all that sort of thing, it's really just it's confusing to voters, and it says, again, this is some sort of scam that they're running, some sort of political partisan scam where the Board of Canvassers, which is a very partisan board, and I think that's probably a really bad way to make decisions about these things. But it doesn't look like they're playing above board. It looks like they're all voting strictly along political lines on issues that shouldn't be politicized. I mean, these are straightforward ballot question, you know, petition questions that should be judged up or down based on the signatures. If you've got enough signatures, I think people ought to be able to vote on it. That's a pretty simple rule.
Yeah, well, it is, and we continue to watch it, and will. Let's move on. We got word yesterday out of Ingham County that there will be, after the request of Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer and Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, asking for a one-person grand jury into the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, former Democrat turned Republican State Rep. Roy Schmidt case. Obviously, both sides are staking their claim. The Democrats are saying, of course, not that this is a victory, but it is justice. of course, the other side. In fact, the infamous quote from both sides, what a waste of money.
Right. Well, you know, we thought this had gone away when the Kent County prosecutor just sort of said there's not enough here to prosecute. But you know, there are still some real questions. And as we get more information about who knew what when and who was involved to what extent, I actually think that there is some more to look into here, and that the Kent County prosecutor's decision, while it probably wasn't motivated by partisan interest, certainly shut down the investigation in a way that left too many questions. And that's not something we, you know, are unfamiliar with here. I mean, I'm reminded of former Attorney General Mike Cox's investigation into the supposed wild party at the Manoogian. I mean, the way that was conducted left all these sort of ideas in people's minds that, well, why didn't you go all the way to the end to find out exactly what happened before you pulled the trigger? The danger here is that, you know, you could drag this fight on in the courts, and it's really a political question. I think the Republicans, if they had been thinking more clearly, I think they could have avoided this by getting rid of Jace Bolger as Speaker, which I don't think is that big a deal. You know, he'd be a great floor leader or something for them, but he hasn't done a particularly good job in the Speaker's role, which is a leadership role. He hadn't shown the kind of neutrality and fairness that I think you need in a Speaker. And by telling Roy Schmidt to just go away. I mean, this is somebody who tried to defraud the voters. Why do you want him in your party? Why do you want him in your caucus? This sort of circle the wagons attitude on the GOP side here is what is driving the response to say, well, let's look fully into this then and determine, you know, whether one of these guys might need to be, you know, in the defendant's chair in a courtroom.
Well, and that may indeed happen. I mean, that's... honestly, I was surprised that the request of Mr. Brewer and Ms. Whitmer was honored. I didn't expect that to happen. Although, when we did get word last week that the investigation was stopped at a certain point, it does bring up, as you said, some questions. Stephen, as always, it goes by fast and we're out of time, so I will have to leave it there, but we'll look forward to visit. Actually, next week we'll be at the Democratic National Convention, so we'll speak with you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
All right, Stephen Henderson once again with the Detroit Free Press and host of American Black Journal on PBS, seen on Sundays. Let's take the break. When we continue, Lori Lamoran will be with us from Planned Parenthood as we do our weekly segment with them. Lots more to get to. Everybody stay where they're at. First Shift continues after this.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by your Motor City Mini Dealer.
As we headed to rush hour traffic, we've picked up an overturned vehicle. That's on Davison West, just east of Linwood. We still have that disabled vehicle. That's on 696 westbound on the ramp to 275 southbound. And we got heavy stop-and-go traffic on 94 westbound between Michigan Avenue and US 23. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Another day, another traffic jam. It's time to shake up your routine with a Mini. Get a Mini Cooper hardtop for $199 per month on a 36-month lease. So start using your time to customize the Mini that will liven up your life. Visit MotorCityMini.com for details.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Let's talk budget. Yes, the wonky wonderland of the federal budget, with page after page of numbers. What fun, eh? No, Most people would prefer a root canal to a budget discussion. Indeed, I've heard that some dentists use a recording of budget numbers to anesthetize their root canal patients. Everything from the neck up goes quickly numb. But Paul Ryan is different. The GOP's vice presidential nominee is touted as Mr. Budget, a guy who gets excited by running his fingers through fiscal things. That's why the Washington Cognoscenti have declared him to be, quote, serious, rather than just another political opportunist riding the right-wing wave of Tea Party ridiculousness. Being branded as serious means never having to admit you're a flim-flam man. Thus, the widely ballyhooed Ryan Budget is called honest and responsible by insiders who obviously have not run the numbers on it. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, however, has tallied Ryan's budgetary giveaways to the rich and take-backs from the middle class and the poor. Far from balancing the federal budget, as the self-proclaimed deficit hawk claims, the analysts found that Ryan's plan increases the federal deficit. And not by a little, but by about $2.5 trillion. So yes, he is serious. Serious as a snake bite. Then there was Ryan's explosive admission recently that the budget plan of his presidential partner, Mitt Romney, is also a con game. Despite Romney's repeated assertion that, by golly, his nifty plan will balance the federal budget in only 8 years, Ryan confessed that they didn't really know that because, quote, we haven't run the numbers on that specific plan. This is Jim Hightower saying, what? Hello, a budget is nothing but numbers, numbers that have, in fact, been run. Otherwise, it's just a political hoax.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. As promised, we do our weekly segment with Planned Parenthood at this time, and we will today. So let's get to our intro and get going.
Their reach matters.
And in a year where the most basic truths and access to help is as critical as it has ever been.
Many people in the news are talking about a war on women, and others are denying it.
First Shift is proud to welcome to our airwaves an organization who continues to be the center of empowerment and honesty.
But certainly any objective look at the kinds of policies, etc., that some of the states are putting forward and being endorsed by the Republican candidate certainly would suggest that we don't think women are an important part of society.
And as they continue to provide services that save lives and provide a path to sanity,
First Shift proudly brings you the gift of Planned Parenthood.
And we do proudly bring you the gift of not only Planned Parenthood, but the gift of Lori Lamoran, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. And Lori, it's a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, Lori, we have a caller on that actually has a very serious question, and this is a question that comes up a lot. It's not one that you're not unfamiliar with, and I wanted to give this gentleman a chance to talk to you about this. So before we get to our predetermined topic, and we do have one, of course, let us welcome Joe in East Point to First Shift. Joe, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with Lori Lamoran.
Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone? Okay, I hope.
Yes.
I found out some information about Margaret Sanger, who was the, I guess, founder of Planned Parenthood, and her original motivation for planning said organization, which was literally the extermination of black children, of black babies. I found out that she worked very closely with the Ku Klux Klan and was a proponent of eugenics even before Hitler was a proponent of eugenics. And that, I mean, and she's on record, you know, that black babies were inferior. Black people were inferior. And I wonder if Planned Parenthood, this set me on a path of even more exploration about her and the organization. does Planned Parenthood have a presence in, say, West Bloomfield or Birmingham, or a presence in Warren, East Point, or are they still located basically in inner cities?
Joe, now slow down. There's a lot there, and we, and again, Lori, these are not questions that you are not unfamiliar with. Of course, this is lore. That is not unfamiliar to folks that are proponents of Planned Parenthood. And I wanted to give you a chance to address it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And you're right, Tony. These are things that we've heard. And your caller has also got some factual information there. I think that, you know, any kind of relationship with eugenics or the sort of basics that it espoused were wrong when they were happening at the turn of the century, and they're wrong now. And we certainly don't celebrate any part of what Margaret Sanger may have been involved in that movement at the time. I think, though, that it's worthy of putting it in context. And Mrs. Sanger's issues were not only with African American people, and she was well supported by very well-known African-American people of their time. But what she was saying was that the tenements and lots of places in New York City and other things of people of ethnic backgrounds were full of folks that were poor and couldn't take care of the children that they were having. And she thought that that was wrong. And to the extent that African-Americans were represented in that, at that point was really not necessarily more than other ethnic groups. But I think that's certainly not who we are now. Our track record would show that. And any notion that we are only located in the city of Detroit is ludicrous. We have 17 health centers across the bottom of the state and as north as Saginaw Bay City. We, in fact, do have a health center in Warren. We have health centers in Livonia. We're attempting to open a health center in North Oakland County. So certainly our positioning of health centers is about where people need us most and where families really are struggling. So I can understand the concern, but I can assure people that that is certainly not part of our heritage now.
And I want to thank you for addressing it. I didn't want to ignore the question. Joe is a very loyal listener to this show, and certainly I think you've answered that perfectly. No organization is perfect, and certainly Planned Parenthood, we are happy to say, has evolved and are very open about everything. And so I want to thank you, Lori, for taking the time to take that question and to answer Joe's concerns, which are legitimate concerns. We don't want to make light of that. And I hope, Joe, that satisfies a little bit of your curiosity. And in an interesting way, it's an interesting segue, Lori, into what we want to talk about today because of the latest controversy surrounding Missouri the congressman and senatorial candidate Todd Akin's idea that, of course, the female body can just shut itself down if a legitimate rape is going down, therefore denying a woman an opportunity to get pregnant was just ludicrous. And, of course, this is not a controversy that is going away anytime soon.
It is not, and we were incredibly disappointed to hear that, as many people were, and certainly he has been corrected. You know, the Journal of American Obstetrics and Gynecology tells us that over 30,000 pregnancies result from rape on an annual basis. So certainly he's wrong, but this isn't new rhetoric. We've heard about this rhetoric for some time. I think those people that are anti-abortion really feel as if they have to give some justification for why they would relegate a rape victim to bearing the child of her rapist if that was not what she wanted. And so this kind of myth sort of thing perpetuates itself to sort of explain that away. But that's not the only kind of myth we have, Tony. You know, I think that sex and sexuality are, and you know, it's the one of the things that most of us engage in at some point in our lives, certainly, and thank God we do. But it also is one that has significant mythology around it. People are dramatically uninformed about the truth around what really happens with sex and sexuality.
Well, you're right. And I do want to, for those that might have younger children listening to the show, in this segment, we're going to walk through some myths, a little quiz, if you will. And if this is not something that you'd rather your children didn't hear. We would understand that and ask you to either turn your radio off for a few minutes or perhaps get them busy doing something else. But I did want to throw a little disclaimer out there, Lori Lamran, before we got into some of these myths that that we're going to talk about right now. And I'm already going to tell you we're going to need you to stay a little longer if you can today, because we're already a couple minutes away from the break, and there's no way we're going to get this all in. And I think it's important that we have a complete conversation today. So thank you, and I appreciate that. Today we'll take a little true-false quiz, and, you know, it's really interesting. Number one, if you get checked and you're STD-free, which means you have no sexually transmitted diseases, does that necessarily mean your partner doesn't need to get checked as well?
Then what do you think, Tony? Do you think that's true or false?
No, I think that's false.
It is false. If you're just because you don't have an STD, your partner could and not know it. Unfortunately, a number of STDs don't have any symptoms, and very few healthcare providers actually check people regularly for sexually transmitted infections unless they're specifically asked to do so. So it's really important that if you could have exposed yourself to a sexually transmitted disease through a new partner or something, that you either ask your regular physician to get tested, or if that's an uncomfortable situation for you, certainly one of our 17 health centers can step right in and do that testing for you.
Fair enough. Number two, condoms could fail, so you therefore shouldn't use them. I'm going to put that one in the false category as well.
Well, no birth control method is perfect, and although condoms do occasionally break, and everybody has heard those stories, we know that if they're used pretty well and consistently, and people actually open up that little insert in the box that often people don't look at to ensure that you're using them correctly, you're going to have a failure rate of less than between 14% and 15%, which means between 14 and 15 people out of every 100 will have a pregnancy result as a result of their while they're using condoms. And if you use spermicidal agents along with condoms, then your effectiveness rate climbs to over 95%. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty darn good. And that is the only method of birth control that also prevents people from contracting a sexually transmitted infection. So all very important things.
Yeah, well, they are all very important things, and again, I felt like I was going to write Des a note, and I just didn't have time yesterday. After the conversation we had about sex and seniors, there's nothing you and I can't talk about. I promise you that. And again, because we're up against the break, I'm going to go through some of these a little quicker. The pill and other hormonal contraceptive messages also help prevent STDs, and of course, unfortunately, we'd like to think they do, but they don't, do they?
I hope that people really do understand this, that in fact they do not prevent people from contracting sexually transmitted infections. And it's while certainly it offers great pregnancy protection, we have to remember that there is more than one thing that we want to manage when we're in new or sexual relationships that may not be monogamous. And that condoms are always your friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. This one, next one, actually, made me laugh. And in fact, you know what? We'll wait for the break and come back, because I don't want to necessarily rush through it. So we're gonna wait. Lori Lamoran again is my guest. She is the president of Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan. We do a segment every week at this time with Planned Parenthood. I am happy to tell you, and we'll be giving you more details about this in a week or so. Of course, next week we're off to the Democratic National Convention, but we're going to be doing a fundraiser on air for Planned Parenthood in the very near future. So you're going to want to stay tuned for information on that. Let's take a quick break here. If you do have a question or comment, if we got time, we'll be happy to get to it. 888-552-3595. But let's take the break. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Governor Romney took a leave of absence, from his company to go save the Olympics. And he ended up not going back at all and retired retroactively to February of 1999.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, Lori Lamoran, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid-South Michigan, is my guest. We're doing a little myth quiz, courtesy of Republican senatorial candidate Todd Akin, who insists that a woman's body knows when it's being raped, therefore cannot get pregnant. We now know that's not true. This next one I actually got a kick out of. There could be actually a couple answers to it. It says, taking time to put on a condom detracts from the moment. My answer was going to be depends on the guy, Lori, but I'll let that alone. Of course it doesn't really, but I guess it kind of does depend on the guy, doesn't it?
Well, I think the point of this question really, Tony, is it's less about it being a myth than more about really highlighting that there are a series of lots of really silly excuses about why people don't use condoms. And I think that although certainly it does take time to apply a condom, you know, 15 seconds or so, that time really could save your life. And what we tout is that there's lots of good ways to sort of incorporate that into life, lovemaking, and it's an important thing. And to just say, well, it's going to ruin the moment or it doesn't feel as good, et cetera, really is not the way to think about this.
Absolutely. The next one is more than one-third of people who buy condoms are women. Now, I want to say true, but I would have thought that number would be higher.
You know, Tony, I'll be honest with you. I thought the number was going to be higher, too. It's about 35% of condom purchasers are female. And I would have thought it was much higher because, frankly, even when it comes to condoms, I had the impression that women are the ones that bear the brunt of making sure that pregnancy doesn't happen. And maybe, you know, biology dictates that that's a good thing. But it looks a little over a third.
Okay. Well, so now we know that's the truth. The next myth on our list is a woman won't get pregnant if she douches after sex. If only it were that easy.
If only were that easy. You know, this is obviously false, and it's in one of the list of things that, you know, you can't get pregnant if you have sex in a swimming pool, and you can't get pregnant if you have sex standing up, and you can't get pregnant if it's the first time, and those kinds of things that are wishful thinking around contraception and nothing more. And so, you know, sperm is a long way into the cervix, which is the entrance to the uterus, before a woman would have a chance to get up and use a douche. And so it's really way too late. But I understand why people would like that, because it's easy and it's private and all of those things. But in fact, not helpful.
No, not helpful at all. Let's see. We actually kind of covered a couple with that last answer. So
the
withdrawal method is not a reliable way to prevent pregnancy or STDs. And again, the answer to that is, of course, false. And, you know, I again want to go to my Catholic heritage and say, ask all the Catholic families that were told that it was the withdrawal method is the way to avoid pregnancy, that all have 7 or 8 children. But, you know, hey, I'll leave that for itself.
Well, I think withdrawal is not a foolproof way to avoid pregnancies, because pre-ejaculate can contain sperm, and certainly it doesn't do anything for STDs, because they can be transmitted before there's actually ejaculation from a man. However, I do want to say that when people find themselves in a situation where they don't have another method of birth control, pulling out, as we all call it, is better than not. So while it certainly isn't foolproof, it certainly doesn't have a high effectiveness rating, it is, in fact, better than nothing, and I think we ought to highlight that.
Yep, no question about it. Here's one. You can't catch an STD from a toilet seat.
And that actually is mostly true, that you cannot catch an STD from a toilet seat. There are a few exceptions that we don't think about. And, you know, most of the time we're thinking about the STDs we all know about, gonorrhea, chlamydia, et cetera, and those really aren't transmissible from a toilet seat. But in fact, much like other surfaces where people might put their naked flesh, if you got next to a toilet seat soon after somebody who had something like crabs, that actually could be transmitted from a toilet seat, or frankly, a towel in a gym or a bench in a gym. If you have exposed flesh pretty close together in time, you could transmit it that way. So mostly false, teeny bit true.
All right. Well, and we're and you know, there are a couple more, but for the point, I think for the purpose of our discussion today, I think we've dispelled a lot of myths. The conversation, of course, that needs to happen. And you know, yesterday we had brought up on the show that vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan said that rape is just another form of conception. It's that kind of attitude that leads us back to this war on women tag that the Republican Party has been labeled. And it'd be different, Lori, if we were having a different kind of conversation, and if that conversation were in 1947. It's not. It's the year 2012. And really, to go out there and say, of course, the Republicans have their convention this week, and their platform will include no abortion without exception. That means rape and or incest. That really does tell us a little bit about that party, does it not?
Well, I think that is exactly right, Tony, and that, you know, Mr. Aiken's comments were completely unfortunate and very hurtful to women who have survived rape and found themselves pregnant. But I think more importantly, it's women need to be paying attention to these sorts of comments. You know, he said later, I misspoke. Well, I'll tell you, he may have thought he used the wrong word, but if people were really cognizant of the pain that rape means for women and the difficulties that families face every day, he wouldn't even have let, you know, legitimate rape. That term doesn't even resonate with those of us that really understand this. And that's the difference. Do we want people sitting in Washington, or in our case, Lansing, that have those kind of attitudes? and are justifying extreme positions, or do we want people that have real compassion for women and the difficulties that, that women and families face every single day? And for me, that answer is really clear.
Well, no question. Lori, I want to thank you for your time, a little extra time. Today, we're going to look forward to doing a little fundraiser for Planned Parenthood in September, but we'll give people more information on that as we solidify any, everything. Again, next week, we're off to the Democratic National Convention, so we won't be visiting, but we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Very good. I'm glad you're going, and I hope you enjoy the sunshine. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Lori Lamoran, again, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan. And I really do want to thank Joe for that call to start the segment. It is so important that we deal with those things directly, as Lori did, and honestly, as Lori did, and awfully glad that part of why we're doing this series, no question about it. A quick break here. When we come back, Liz Bartolomeo will be with us from the Sunlight Foundation. What about following the money in Tampa? We'll do that, and Congressman Chris Van Hollen will be with us from Tampa. So we've got a lot to get to yet. Go nowhere. This is First Shift.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking the rush hour traffic, we have an accident blocking your left shoulder on 75 southbound at 11 mile. And we got slow traffic on 94 westbound between Michigan Avenue and US 23. And it's heavy traffic on M14 westbound between Beck Road and Ford Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 80. Tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 87. And it's currently 60 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. We